we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Hello,
we're back.
Hello.
Did you miss me?
We missed you.
Do you want me to say yes because you're so codependent?
Oh, yes.
I'm only joking.
Here's the title of today's reading from our Life Recovery Devotional, and it's such a good one. No win situations. Well, unless we accept every situation could be that way, we're really not there, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Until we can do that. I made a couple of notes to see if you guys have to read the whole thing, but down in the first paragraph toward the end, sometimes when we feel stuck and frustrated with our relationships, we look for a measure of control by escaping. And now it's got here through our addictive behaviors. And my question and thought is, well, but today we don't act out with really seeing ourselves for who we are, without saying anything about it, without acting out, without soliciting, but just being there, as Sue was saying earlier, just being there. And I'm going to add this, and you can go wherever you want with that, but if we are just being there, that feeling will pass. It's only if we grab onto that feeling, mull it over, play with it, do different things, that it'll stop and stay there and wreck the heck out of our, wreak havoc with our life. So what do we do now? You know, I mean, I know classic things, we pray and so on, and often sitting in that dark place, that's about, you know, it's kind of a turnover thing, I think, for me. Like Sue was saying, you know, we've got to learn how to turn that thing over to whatever we believe in. So what do we do today when that comes up, when we, you know, we would have escaped a certain way, and now what tack do we take? Okay, we've got our program, we got sponsors, we got this and that. What do you guys do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, Todd?
Well, what do I do? Well, you know, today, that rarely comes up for me.
Okay.
Extremely rare. But when it does, I recognize it for what it is. You know? And I look at myself, and, you know, before I become too immersed in it, I look and see what I am not doing. Because, see, my program promises me that if I'm doing the due things, these things will not be a fat part of my life.
Good.
Right? I if I'm doing my prayers, my meditation, working with others, you know, practicing, you know, what I'm preaching, right? And all of that. I mean, these things rarely surface. But, hey, I'm human. And when they do surface, you know, I recognize them for what they are. And I say, you know, oftentimes, I mean, I had a couple of situations that happened over the holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, Christmas time, New Year's is a very stressful time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're around family that we've not seen for a long time, that we have unresolved issues with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have resentments against these people for whatever reason. I don't care. But, you know, there's a lot of stress involved. And a lot of that stress is self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're concerned about not offending someone and what have you. But when I'm there, you know, I acknowledge the fact that, you know what, this is happening. And so I say to I do a quiet meditation. No one needs to know about this, only me and my power that's greater than me. You know, I say, you know what, this is yours, God.
Yeah.
Identify that there's nothing I can do about it in the moment. And am I in a place where I need to be? How important is it?
Yeah.
Right?
Good slogan.
How important is it for me to be in a room full of people that continuously trigger me?
Yep.
Right?
Boundaries.
I have boundaries today. Healthy boundaries.
Mm.
So I'm not going to sit in a room with people that are just constantly judging and all this stuff. I can be as recovered gets.
Yep.
But I'm also human.
Yeah.
Right?
Which means
exactly. I mean, I can only take it for so long, and if I stay there, I'm going to be in there.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, that's exactly the point with the thoughts. If you can take that,
yeah,
to the thoughts that are bugging you, let them go.
Yeah,
you got it figured out.
Exactly, yeah. And well, that's where I work to be there today. Yeah. You know, I'm in situations where, you know, I'm looking at this person. I'm like, dude, who dressed you today? Right? Or where'd you get that from? You know, I often use the phrase,
did
you know,
that?
I goodness.
I'm sorry. I see a guy in skinny jeans one time. In my mind.
I tried skinny jeans once.
Okay, sorry.
Wasn't pretty.
No, and I thought, dude, you have the biggest beer belly, and they did you look in the mirror, right? Same thing. I do the same thing, so I feel like I'm in good company.
But no, I mean, I look, and I say, God, you brought me here for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm here for a reason. Because I'm a firm believer today that nothing happens for no reason. There's a purpose for everything,
yeah.
Right?
History is perfect.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And I say, God, you brought me here for a reason. Show me what I need to do here.
Mm-hmm.
Show me. Exactly. And oftentimes the only thing I'll get back is, get your ass out of here.
Yeah. You
know, why are you here?
Yeah.
Right? Just leave, go.
Yeah.
And I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done, and I don't have to apologize for that. Because it's called self-care.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The old me would have stayed there being fearful of what they would think if I left.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, you know? The Duncan motto, by the way, folks, my last name is Duncan, if you didn't know that, but the Duncan motto says, learn to suffer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I took that very serious for my whole life. But I'll tell you, in a sense, looking at it the right way, we have to. We have to learn that suffering is part of our life, our way.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, there will be suffering.
Yeah.
So the more learned we are in how to deal with it, the better off we are. So it actually was a good thing, but it can be taken so easily.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and I did that. You know, and nothing's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like inviting chaos. I was just saying to somebody on the phone the other day, for me personally, I've lived in chaos, and I've been around a lot of chaotic people, and especially being in the rooms of recovery, and we're supposed to work with others, and we're supposed to give of our time. That's the only way that I stay clean and sober, is to reach out to the still suffering alcoholic and addict. But having said that, I do not invite your drama into my life.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
I don't need it. I don't want it. You can have it. You keep it on that. I will help you. I will do what I can. But if you got drama and chaos, I don't invite that, because I'm responsible for that. I'm responsible for what I choose to participate in.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I always use, you know, I say, you know, I may be recovered today and living a spiritual life, but my addiction is right over my shoulder doing push-ups.
Yeah, in the parking lot. Yeah.
Just waiting, right? Just waiting for me to become complacent, right? Taking things for granted, you know, not doing the due things.
Yeah.
You know, recovery is a lifetime experience.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's a lifetime.
It's a lifestyle.
Absolutely. It does become a lifestyle, and it is a lifestyle for me today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about patterns, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's an ever-evolving circle. We just constantly are trying to break those old patterns that we're so used to falling into, and we fall into them, and we make mistakes, and we walk in our character defects and our flaws, and then we go, okay, let's change it, let's do something. When we were reading this, I was thinking ownership.
Yeah.
Ownership.
So how do you escape? Maybe ownership is
Place. You know, it's a disappointment. Sometimes we feel stuck, frustrated with our relationships. We look for a measure of control by escaping through our addictive behaviors. And this is in our life recovery devotional thing. And I read this morning, and I read the scriptures, and I'm going to just kind of paraphrase it to the scripture, what I got out of it.
Yeah.
You know, I love the fact that Abraham couldn't have a baby. God gave him a promise that I'm going to give you, you're going to be the father of many nations. And they waited, and they were up there in age, and physically they were not capable of doing that. It would seem like an impossible task. I think Abraham was 90 and Sarah was barren for all those years. And then all of a sudden God gave them the promise, and they're waiting and waiting. I love Sarah, because I can relate to her so much. She got in the middle of it all. She got in the middle of God's plan, and she said, you know what, Hagar, you go be with my husband, marry him and sleep with him.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Hagar did. And then she got pregnant by Abraham.
Yeah.
And guess what? Then Sarah was pissed off that she got pregnant. She said to Abraham, look at what you did.
Yeah.
You're going to be responsible. I don't know the exact words from the Genesis that were the Genesis 16.
As your servant, you look after you.
Yeah.
Take
well, not only that, but she said, you know, God, something about whose fault is it? There was a line in there that I read this morning. And it's like, you know what? I do things, I'm not talking about Sarah now, I do things, and I get involved in situations that I want to change the outcome of, right? And then what I do is, when the outcome doesn't go as my plan is, then I turn around and it's a lot easier for me to blame you because you didn't do it the way you were supposed to do it.
Of course.
Or the, I don't want to even call the universe, I don't even like using the universe didn't unfold the way it was. But things unfolded and I don't like the way they're unfolding now. Mm. That's kind of what happened to me yesterday, right? You know, and the bottom line is I gotta take a look at that.
Yeah.
What part did I play in that? Yeah. Gotta take some ownership for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, if you would read Genesis, Sarah got really pissed off at Hagar and sent her away and kicked her out of the camp with her son. Oh, that was even before she was pregnant. She kicked her out, and then an angel called her back in. But you know, out of her anger and frustration, you go and sleep with her, and then she got pregnant, and she didn't like those because Hagar started treating Sarah with contempt, like. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I can relate to Sarah so much.
And look what the offspring was, Ishmael. Father,
well, listen, we
father of Islam. Listen, I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No,
we can have a whole show on that, right? Because it's the division of the nations.
That's right.
You know, it clearly.
And he was born. He was a wild donkey, and he wouldn't listen to anybody.
Yep.
And you know, and it doesn't matter, but. There's the struggle that when the stuff you're talking about.
Listen, that's a struggle that's taking place right now.
Sure, I know.
Right now, to this day and age, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That happened how many years ago? Did that happen in Genesis?
Yeah, 5,000 years.
And now we're dealing with the aftermath of that, of that decision of getting in and trying to change the outcome.
We're still fighting, you know.
I wish I didn't have to change the outcome of things, but sometimes I just, you know what it is? I've been in a season of worthiness, of my worthiness and my significance. To God, forget about the world. It doesn't really matter what you think about me, Todd. It's my significance to myself and my worthiness. Because whether you like me, you say nasty things about me, you think I'm this, that, or the other, I am worthy. It doesn't matter. And so I've been really in this beautiful season, painful season of God, of worthiness for me. And it's funny. He has poured so much of that into me in the last month and a half. And it's funny, when he pours that into me, he has put people on my path, and now I got to pour it into them. And I'm working with a girl right now. I'm not taking them through the big book or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just constantly reaching out to this girl, and I'm praying with her on the phone. I get emotional when I say this, but she was a stripper for many years.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a hard time staying clean.
Yeah.
And she's been in the escort. We're talking high class. We're not talking all about it. We're talking high class. We were talking about this in the car, Scott. High class escort.
Mm-hmm.
And her worth and her significance, she's chronically depressed. She's having a hard time staying clean. No wonder why. She feels terrible. And I can relate to that.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. And I know that God has poured so much of my identity has changed today because I know who I am in Him. And it's funny how every single thing I say to her, I almost feel like it's God saying it to me. Mm-hmm. Every prayer that I've prayed over her and prayed with her, I feel that what God has prayed over me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Like it's just a beautiful thing.
Well, I'm a firm believer that.
Me too.
I'm a firm believer.
I'm going to leave it there.
But I'm a firm believer. God don't make no mistakes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think when we keep that in the back of our mind of everything,
and you know, can't say a word.
No,
that isn't what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And regardless of what I or anyone else says, and so on, and at the end of the day, we're going to say, well, I did the best I can. And,
that's right.
And if we don't. We're going to carry it forward.
That's
right. We're going to make a mess. So
yeah, that's right.
That's why I say history is perfect.
Yes.
It happened.
That's right.
It's done.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got to wind down here. I got about a minute and a half. Any last bits of wisdom for the crowd out there on either codependency or powerlessness or the fact that they really are really intertwined as soon as we, you know, got into the discussion there? But,
I'll start. I want to say, you know, no matter how far down the slope you think you've come, you know, I don't care where you are.
Yeah.
There's always hope.
Yeah,
you're not alone. Yeah. You know, there is a solution. And as dark as your day is and as dark as your yesterday was, and the fears that are trying to control your tomorrow, right? There's hope.
Yeah.
Right? There's always hope.
Yeah.
And there is a solution. You don't have to live like that today.
That's right.
right? You know, there's lots of resources out there. There's a CODA meeting that happens tonight on Broadview Avenue I forget the name of the place, but it's a recovery house.
Yeah, which is Codependence Anonymous, right?
Not Oasis.
It's on Broadview south of Bloor?
Yeah. It's not Oasis. We're just down from the Alano Club.
No, I know what you're talking
about. On the
about.
Other side of the street. There's a recovery home there. And in the basement of that place, there's a Tuesday night meeting. It's a very, very informal meeting. It's a lot of people that struggle with codependence and some of the very different stages of recovery. It is big book based. It's a wonderful, wonderful meeting. Mm-hmm. My sponsor was one of the co-founders of that meeting.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we meet there every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
So if you're in the area, you know, please come by.
Yeah, and folks, try that out. And that's a great place to see what 12-step recovery is really all about, and the fact that we all need it will come out of that kind of a meeting. So, Sue, 30 seconds.
30 seconds, good luck on that. Okay, I'll try to get it. Okay, I'm just going to say my prayer is that you allow God, be quiet, Scott, that you allow God to allow you to be weak so that you can be strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, this is my line, this is my quote that I live by. The thing that caused me the greatest shame is going to bring him the greatest glory. So it's in my weakness that I get to glorify him. Thank you.
Thanks for
having us.
Thanks, guys.
Well, it was wonderful.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.